Welcome to Your Money. Today, we'll talk about one of the most common investment frauds, pump and dump schemes. Here's how it works. First, there's a glowing press release about a company, usually about its financial commission, sometimes about a new product or an innovation. Then, newsletters that purport to offer unbiased recommendations may suddenly tout the company as the latest hot stock. Messages in chat rooms and bulletin board postings may urge you to buy the stock quickly or sell before the price goes down. Or you may even hear the company mentioned by a radio or TV analyst. Unsuspecting investors then purchase the stock in droves, pumping up the price. But when the fraudsters behind the scheme sell their shares at the peak and stop hyping the stock, the price plummets and innocent investors lose their money. Fraudsters frequently use this ploy with small, thinly traded companies because it's easier to manipulate a stock when there's little or no information available about the company. To steer clear of potential scams, always investigate before you invest. Here's a few steps you can take. Don't believe the hype. For investors, unbelievable investment opportunities can be public enemy number one. If you hear about an investment that sounds too good to be true, either through a fax, a voicemail message, a text message on your cell phone, you name it, listen to your, insert your caring relative's name here, and assume it's a scam. It is too good to be true. Unless, of course, you can prove through your own research that it's legitimate. And remember that people touting a stock may well be insiders of the company or paid promoters who stand to profit handsomely if you trade. Find out where the stock trades. Many of the smallest and most thinly traded stocks cannot meet the listing requirements of NASDAQ, the New York Stock Exchange, or other national securities exchanges. Instead, they trade in the over-the-counter market and are quoted on OTC systems such as the OTC Bulletin Board or the Pink Sheets. Stocks that trade in the OTC market are generally among the most risky and most susceptible to manipulation. Independently verify claims. It's easy for a company or its promoters to make high-flying claims about new product developments, lucrative contracts, or the company's financial health. Don't take their word for it. Go out and verify those claims on your own and make up your own mind before you invest. Research the opportunity. Always ask for and carefully read the prospectus or current financial statements. Check the SEC's EDGAR database to see whether investment is registered. Some smaller companies don't have to register their securities offerings with the SEC, so always check with your state securities regulator too. Watch out for high-pressure pitches. Beware of promoters who pressure you to buy before you have a chance to think about the investment opportunity. Don't fall for the line that you'll lose out on a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity if you don't act quickly. Always be skeptical. Whenever someone you don't know offers you a hot stock tip, ask yourself, why me? Why is this stranger giving me this tip? How might he or she benefit if I trade? Do you want to learn more about investing wisely and avoiding fraud? Stay tuned, or rather, stay subscribed to this podcast. You can learn more about investing wisely on the investor information section on the SEC's website at sec.gov. You've been listening to the Your Money podcast. Your Money is brought to you by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Write us at podcast@sec.gov.